Kalim Perek Aleph Mishnah Test 1-9. We are wrapping up the different zones of Kedusha. And here we're focused really essentially on the Beis HaMikdash area within the Azara. Previous Mishnah talked about the first two zones, each of 11 amos in, I'll call it width. We had the Ezra Sisrael and the Ezra Kohanim. Now it says, Ben Ulam LeMizbeach Mekudesh Memena. The zone between the Ulam is the antechamber. If you look at the like a top-down view of the Heichel, the temple sanctuary, there is like a, it's like T-shaped. So the top of the T, if you will, is the entrance chamber, the antechamber, and then behind that, or deeper in, further west, is the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodashim. So the Ulam is the entrance way. And we're saying between the Mizbeach, the altar area, and the entrance way is of greater sanctity. Now, if you look at a map of the layout of the Azara, you'll see we sort of skipped something. We had 11 amos of Ezra's Yisrael, 11 more of Ezra's Kohanim. Then there's this massive 32 amma wide area, which is filled by essentially the altar and the ramp and the area where they do the flaying of animals and so on. That area is skipped, not mentioned at all in our Mishnah. We just skipped the next area, which is beyond that, further west, between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. The question is, what is the halachic status of the area of the altar itself? So it's clear that it's explicit that the restrictions on the area of Ulam Mizbeach is She'ein Balei Mumin Ufurei Rosh Nichnasen L'sham. A Kohen who is invalid to the Avodah because he has some kind of, you know, irregularity as a Baal Mum, whatever's wrong with him that he can't serve, or if he has Pru'a Rosh, his hair has grown long, he can't do Avodah. So those Kohanim cannot enter into the area between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. So according to the Rambam, the area of the Mizbeach itself has the same dinim, meaning that a person who hasn't cut, a Kohen hasn't cut his hair, or is a Baal Mum, couldn't go to the Mizbeach area either. The Rambam disagrees and says, no, it's specifically talking about just the area beyond the Mizbeach, meaning further west, and it's not restricted in any way. Either way, the Mishnah goes on to say, Haheichel, the actual structure, the building, the sanctuary, Mekudesh Memena, it has further restrictions beyond just the area between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. She'ein nichnas l'sham shlo richutz yadayim v'raglayim. Unless you've washed a Kohen, unless he's washed his hands and his feet, he may not enter into the Heichel at all. There's a machlokes, this is derives to Rabbanan, because it's a question if the Pesukim are referring to specifically a Kohen doing a Vodah, just going into the Heichel. Either way, the point is, without washing your hands, you can't go into the Heichel. And finally, Kadosh HaKadoshim, to go into the inner sanctum, right behind those curtains in the very back, the furthest west, Mekudesh Mehem, that's the most sanctified of all, She'ein Nichnas L'sham Ela Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim B'Sha'as HaAvodah. The Kohen Gadol is the only person who can ever enter into the Kadosh HaKadoshim under normal circumstances, and even then, only on Yom Kippur, and even then, only when he's doing the Avodah on Yom Kippur, meaning there are specifically four times where the Kohen Gadol may enter into the Kadosh HaKadoshim. He goes in there to bring in the incense the first time, then he goes in to bring the blood of the bull, then he brings the blood of the goat, and finally he goes in to retrieve the pan from the coals and incense. So that are the four times that he goes in. He couldn't even go in a fifth time. And if he did, or if anyone went in there without proper permission or whatever it is, then that would be under the penalty of Misa B'dei Shamayim, death at the hands of heaven. Okay, so now we've gone through all of the different levels of Kedusha in the temple complex, and really starting in Eretz Yisrael. But here we have Machlokas. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, "B'chamisha devarim bein ha'ulam l'mizbeach shav l'heichal." He essentially says there is no difference between the restrictions that exist in the heichal, in the sanctuary proper, and also in the area beyond the altar, bein ulam l'mizbeach. He says they're exactly the same. Meaning the Mishnah, the Tanakhama had said that you are permitted to go Ben Ulam L'Mizbeach without having washed your hands and feet. But Rabbi Yos is going to say that's not the case. In fact, the halachas are the same. However, he's going to add a few more elements we haven't discussed yet. So he's going to say five ways. B'chamisha devar ben ha'ulam l'mizbeach shav l'heichal. So first he says, She'ein balei mumin, a baal mum can't go there. That is in agreement with the Tanakhama, who agrees that a baal mum can't go to the area, you know, Ben Ulam Mizbeach, in further. Ufruye Rosh, same goes for people who haven't cut their hair, the Kohanim. Ushesuye Yayin, Kohanim who have drunk wine. So the Tanakhama didn't mention this. The Pasha says the Tanakhama agrees with this, that a person who's the Shesuyin can't go there. Certainly, the shas yon is restricted from doing avoda till the effects of the wine pass. So that's that. Vishlo richutz yadayim v'raglayim michnas in the sham. This is the point, the central point of his argument, which is he holds that you can't even go into Ben Ul Mizbeach without having washed your hands and feet first, in contrast to the Tanakam, who says, yes, you may. And finally, u forshin mebein ha'ulam mizbeach b'shas haktara. When the incense is burning, you can't be even in the Ulam Mizbeach area. So just, let me talk about that last part first, or whatever, which is, the Pasuk says that no one may be inside the Ulam when the incense is burning on Yom Kippur. Chazal extend that midoraisa, the darsh now, that it can't any time, meaning twice a day, when they're burning incense in the golden altar there and the Kodesh, people should not be inside the building. And Rabbi Yossi is saying it extends out further into the area of Ulam Mizbeach. It's a question of, there is a question in the Rishonim if this is Doraisa, Dorabanan. Okay, but whatever the case is, that's kind of by the by, or it's beyond this now. At all events, according to BOC, there is no difference at all between Ulam Mizbeach and the Ulam itself. Now, a couple points to raise. The first is, if you look at the map of the temple area, the Azara, you're going to see that where is the kior, the washing basin, which they use to wash their hands and feet? It's sitting Ben Ulam Mizbeach. It's sitting in the area between the altar and the Heichel. So this is going to raise an obvious question. How in the world, according to Rabbi Yossi, could they go in there to wash their hands if they can't go in there without having washed their hands first? Okay, so there are a few answers given. Perhaps this restriction is only Durabanan, and that's the consensus, really. And if that's the case, so then the rabbis didn't restrict access to go wash your hands for the purpose of washing your hands, or perhaps the zone, which is restricted, doesn't include the area where the hand washing happens off to the side, it's sort of in the center towards the entrance of the Heichel. There are different answers given. In any case, that's just, it needs an answer. The second question is, if you look back to Mishnah Vav, we start out by saying that there were 10 levels of sanctity, 10 different zones. If you count them all, based on how the Mishnah has enumerated them, so we're actually going to get to 11. Number one is Eretz Yisrael, right? Number two, we said, is the Arei Choma in Eretz Yisrael, for the Nomatzoros. Number three, Yerushalayim, where you can eat the Kadshim Kalam, etc. Number four is Har HaBayis, where the people have Tum HaYotz Magufo, the Zav Zav Anid Yoledes, and also really the Balkeri, can't go. And then number six we had was the Chel area, the 10 Amos perimeter around the entrance there, even into the Ezra's Nashim. We said Goyim can't go, and also someone who's a Tmei Meis. Then we had number six, the Ezra's Nashim, where the Tvuyom couldn't go. Number seven, we said, was the Ezra Yisrael, where we said that even a Mechusar Kippurim can't go. And that would be under penalty of Karas, because it really is the Azara, Machne Shechina, and it's Isra Doraisa. Okay. Then we said number eight is the Ezra Kohanim, where even a Yisrael can't go, unless he's doing for good reason, like Shechita, Smicha, Tanufa. Then we had number nine, Ben Ul Mizbeach, where we said the people who are either Balimun or have Pru Rosh can't go. Number 10, the Heichel, you can't go without washing your hands and feet first. And number 11, the Kachay Kadashim, where only the Kohen Gadol can go on Yom Kippur and only through the Avoda. So the problem is you have 11. So why did the Mishnah say there are 10? So either the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yossi, and we're not differentiating between Bein Ulam Mizbeach and the Heichel itself, or the Tanakama here, it doesn't hold that Eretz Yisrael is on the list. Now, it's a little hard to understand that, as much as if you look at Mishnah Vav, it starts out by saying there are 10 levels, and it starts out by saying Eretz Yisrael. But Eretz Yisrael wasn't the reason for Eretz Yisrael's kedusha wasn't a restriction like the others. In other words, others says, if you haven't done this, you can't be here. Or if you are of the status, if you're a Metzora, Balmum, or you're a Tevuyom, you can't be in this zone. Whereas Eretz Yisrael, we didn't say that. Eretz Yisrael, everyone can come, of course, but just it was a place where you had to get the grains for the Korban Omer and the Shtei Lechem, etc. Whatever the case, with that, Bez Hashem, we finish the first parak of Maseches Kalim, and now we'll turn to the second parak, which begins from the second through the tenth parak, the really the lachos of Kalim, and more specifically, Kli Cheres, earthenware vessels.